How could a second casino affect the one Philadelphia already has? Sugar House representatives painted a bleak picture for the board.
Each of your applicants cites cannibalizing Sugar House as a critical fact of their business.
That's Sugar House General Manager Wendy Hamilton.
We cannot survive this. The year $36 million in revenue goes poof. We lay people off, raise healthcare premiums, suspend charitable giving, take a hard look at the 401k, and stop reimbursing tuition. We charge employees for their uniforms and maybe their parking.
It gets worse.
The year $50 million goes poof. We significantly reduce our workforce. Offer health insurance only to our employees, not their families. We probably stop landscaping.
Hamilton says if the potential revenue that the aspiring casino operators claim exists in Philadelphia was really here, existing casinos would have already attracted it. Sugar House Chairman Neil Bloom says, well, he knew there was a plan to build a second casino in Philadelphia.
The world and the economy has totally changed, as you know. And the regional casino business is nothing like it was when we appeared before you in 2005.
Bloom says the financial crisis has left the middle class with less discretionary income to spend at a casino. He called on the board to consider whether issuing a new license makes economic sense. For WHYY News, I'm Elizabeth Fiedler.